The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're currently doing a series on the Hour One Nugget called Receiving Our Heavenly Crowns. And we saw a few days ago, the first one is the imperishable crown. Then comes the crown of rejoicing. We had two parts on that one. The second part was titled Moaning, Moaning, Moaning. And the third crown we looked at is the crown of righteousness. And today we come to the crown of glory. Let's go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. And from verse 1 we'll go. Now, we've already studied First Peter. We have studied it all the way through from beginning to end, so I have talked about this before, but I'm going to do it again. And now, a word to you who are elders in the church. I too am an elder and a witness to the suffering of Christ. And I too will share in his glory when he is revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has trusted over you, entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly. Not for what you will get out of it, because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example. And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. I want to pick up on something that I read right there. Care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly. Not for what you will get out of it, because you are eager to serve God. That is such an important point when trying to achieve your crown of glory, to share in the glory of Almighty God when Jesus comes back on Mount Zion. Beloved, this is really, really important and all part of the crown of glory. But I just want to make special effort on trying to explain this one. Oftentimes, people will do things for what they can get out of it. In other words, I'll do something for you. What are you going to do for me? If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. We seem to have a propensity to be trying to get something out of something all the time. We need to know this. What is our motivation for what we do? What is my motivation to bring Worship Radio 247 online across the world? What is my motivation? This is my motivation, and this is my only motivation. The Lord said to me some years ago, "Tell my people about my love." Our ministry has a ministry statement, and that statement is taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media, and that is what we do. So what is my motivation to do what I'm doing? My motivation is just this: because God told me to do it. Because Almighty God entrusted this ministry with me and my team, and this is what we do. But what's the motivation? The motivation is for you to be able to turn on Worship Radio 247 at any time of day or night, 365 days a year, and immediately to be caught up in the glory of worship. To immediately be able to connect with your Heavenly Father. To be able to immediately begin to feel the love that He has for you through the worship. That, and that alone, is my motivation. And the rest of the team too. That, beloved, is our motivation. That's the only motivation. When the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of ever, never-ending glory and honor. You will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. Now, oftentimes, the crown of glory is attributed to pastors because, on the face of it, Peter is talking to elders, and in this passage, he's also talking to young people because he's saying to young people, submit to your elders. He goes on to say that a little later on. But I believe this particular passage and this particular crown attributes to anyone who is either a pastor, a teacher, maybe a worship leader, a Sunday school teacher, somebody who brings other people the word. And so therefore, if you go and speak to your neighbors about Jesus and you're talking to them about the glory of Almighty God, this attributes to you as well. Why? Because you are spreading the word of God and therefore are acting in a sense like an elder, like a pastor, like a minister, like a teacher, like a priest, whatever you want to call it. So I believe many of us are going to achieve this particular wonderful honor of having the crown of glory and honor when the shepherd comes, when the good shepherd arrives, as he has promised to do, on the top of Mount Zion. Every single person in the world will see his coming, for he will come riding on the clouds. Beloved, we are coming very close to that day when the Lord is coming back. Are you going to be ready? Are you going to be ready? Are you going to be requiring and wanting that wonderful crown of glory? Is that your desire? If that is your desire, what is your motivation for doing what you do each day and every day? When you do whatever you do it is for the Lord Jesus Christ, what is your motivation? Is it because you want something back? Is it because you want a crown? Or is it because simply you love the Lord so much you want to tell people about him? Is it simply you want to serve Almighty God? If that is your motivation, beloved, that is the correct motivation to have. When you give money to a ministry or to a church or wherever you give money to, do you give that money with a motivation of getting money back because Jesus has said that you will get it back pressed down, shaken together, running over? That's in Luke, the 6th chapter and verse 38. Is that your motivation? Because if it is, I believe it's wrong. For us to achieve this crown of glory, in other words, to achieve any of these crowns, our motivation must be right. It has to be right, beloved. Our motivation must be this, that we love the Lord so much that all we want to do is to serve him and worship him as often as we possibly can, according to his perfect purpose for our lives and his will in our lives. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today, Lord. We give you the honor and the glory and the power and the majesty that is due your wonderful and holy name. Father, shine your torch in our hearts, Lord, and let us look again at the motivation for why we do what we do. And we give you that glory, and we give you that honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.